Right now we're kind of getting into corn silage, so that's where we chop up the whole plant of the corn. And we store it here in silos and an ag bag. Some people put it in bunks, and that's for the whole year. There's some fiber, and it's mostly starch for them. And so you want to have the moisture correct too. That's one of the biggest things. So the timing is very critical on that. And then once we get that done, we're usually into soybeans, combining soybeans. And right after that, you're trying to plant wheat. And then harvesting corn right after that. So basically from here till about November, maybe even December, gets to be fairly steady. Every day there's something critical to do in the field and then day to day with the dairy as well. So most of our acres go into milk production, like feeding the cows, feeding all the heifers, which are the replacements for them. You're basically from May till the end of the year here, till it starts to get cold, we're storing all the feed we need for basically the whole year. So you're trying to get all that in with your hay and everything else, right? So
in terms of your herd, tell me a little bit about that.
So we milk 65 cows. We have two Lely robots that milk the cows for us. So that way less physical demanding for us. Before, we were milking in a tie stall where you're bending down and attaching the milkers onto the cows twice a day, where this is all automated. The cows come to the robot. They have a pellet that's kind of like candy to them that makes them come. They get milked, and then they're free to do what else they want. They go eat, they go lay down, rest, they have water throughout the rest of the day. So it's a little more hands-off, but we're still in with the cows a lot. There's data that we have to look through and make sure all the cows are healthy, producing where they should be. They also all have a collar around their neck that is the ID when they go into the robot, but it's also like a Fitbit. It has their step count, so we know if they get a sore foot, we'll see that step count go down, so we know to address that. They also have a rumination on their collar, which is their chewing, because the cows are always, you want them chewing and ruminating, and if they slow down or they start to feel sick or go off feed, that also is an early indicator for us too, and we can then intervene. We want them to be comfortable and healthy, and that those kind of technologies help us do that a lot quicker. We're just coming up 3 years. We built our new barn here. It was just over $2 million to just do that. And we would like to have built even a little bigger to house some of our smaller, younger animals as well. But yeah, it's a big jump. And luckily, my parents were on board. There's myself, my wife, and my parents are all in a partnership together. And luckily, they were willing to help us make that step, that jump to do this. It makes it so, like, your quality of life, you have a little bit more flexibility, but you're, yeah, less demanding. But there is still, yeah, you gotta make sure everything's happening. Pay the bank back to get that return to make everything viable, right? Yes. So my great-grandparents were here. My grandpa grew up on the next farm over, which is now owned by a cousin. At one time, my grandpa and four of his brothers all milked cows on their own farm. So there's four of them, and they all shared equipment. And so my grandpa was third generation. My dad's been here. And so now I'm now fifth generation here. And possibly, like, I have two kids, but maybe one of them possibly be six. But yes, that'll be up to them too. Like, they gotta to do it. It is a lifestyle, so they gotta wanna do it. You can't force anybody to do it. But yes, so we've been here for a little while. It is kind of nice to have that history with it too, right? So,
what drew you in? What made you decide that you were going to do this?
It's what I grew up knowing. There's flexibility to it. You are working from home. I see my family a little bit more. If I was doing this somewhere else, it'd be a little tougher. You'd be away from them. The nice thing with the robots too, I can go on a, it's easier to go on a field trip with the kids.
Best parts of your day or year? What's kind of the favorite thing for you?
Favorite thing is seeing, you know, we do milk recording, so that keeps track of how much the cows are producing. And we also register them, which is kind of like their birth certificate. We keep all the lineage of their family tree. And it's kind of cool to see, to build off those generations, all the cows we have. We call it a closed herd. All the cows we have been born here. We get certificates if they hit certain milestones. It's really rewarding to get those in the mail. Those are really cool days.